The world is passing away, and the kingdom of God is at hand. That is the last line of today's second reading, and one of the lines of Jesus' proclamation along the Sea of Galilee. Last weekend, we heard Christ speaking to those who started following him, who left John the Baptist and began to follow him, the invitation to come and see, to dwell with him. And then Andrew ran off and invited his brother Peter, saying, not only have we met the rabbi, he called him the Messiah. And so today's reading, some of the scripture scholars will say, is not the first time that Peter, Andrew, James, and John likely had encountered Christ. It's important that when Christ left Nazareth, left the quiet life of the family with Mary and Joseph, he went and began to proclaim the gospel. He did this before calling disciples. And I think this is important, because how are we to believe if we do not yet hear? And so I will say to all of you families, parents in particular, you are the first teachers of the faith to your children. You help proclaim the gospel to them. You help them come to know who Christ is. And so Christ went out proclaiming the message of the coming of the kingdom. He began to show people that the kingdom of God was at hand by the power of healing, teaching with authority. And so we must do the same for the generation today. And parents, you play a significant role in doing that. And what I'm laying out for you is a natural progression of how the Lord works in leading up to his invitation for someone to be not only a disciple, but those he might call to consecrate themselves to him. He first reveals himself to them. He begins to show them not only that he is a teacher of authority, but that he is the Christ. And then today, we hear him calling the disciples, or not disciples yet, Peter and Andrew, James and John, to come and follow him. And their response is important to recognize. I would say there's a response of obedience and a response of poverty. Poverty in that they leave their livelihoods. Not only do they leave their livelihoods, they leave their relationships. Those whom they know and find security. I think we can all relate to this. Our homes are a place of security. When you grow up and you go back home to your parents' place, it's still a place of security. They were leaving their livelihoods, they were leaving their family, they were leaving that security. There is a place of poverty. They also were responding in obedience, because the Lord said, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. That means if they are going to be obedient, they're not going to be an obedient to someone of which they have no idea who they are or what their authority is or anything like that. They already trust him. And so obedience requires trust. which means that they have come to discover that he is not just a rabbi, which would be worthy of following, but he is the Messiah. I find myself in a very unique role in the diocese. The bishop has given me the responsibility to play this role of Christ in our church as vocation director. And so, young people, men and women, I am saying to you on behalf of Christ and on behalf of Bishop Haing, come, follow me. This line, come after me and I will make you fishers of men, is taken out of the prophet Daniel, saying that the kingdom will be cast down and that there's going to be a little stone that comes, and from that will come forth a kingdom of which there is no end. And in Daniel, he makes the reference to men fishing for people for the sake of that kingdom that will have no end. I find it a great privilege to stand in this spot to invite young men and young women to consider giving their life in consecration to the Lord and to go fishing for that kingdom which has no end. If it happened 2,000 years ago, it's happening still today, and I get to be the one inviting. Now, if you think I'm the only one who should be inviting, you're insane. It is the role of every parent and every priest, every religious, to invite young men and women to follow Christ as a disciple, but then amongst those who follow him as a disciple, he will call some of them to be particularly his in the priesthood and in consecrated life. Our culture is in, I would argue, a very dark place. We have lost sight of the objectivity of truth. We have lost sight of marriage and family. We have lost sight of the profound true dignity of every human soul. There's plenty of discord. There's plenty of division. There's plenty of confusion in the institutions that are in our culture today, both secular and religious. Those who are consecrated to the Lord, in their very consecration, give profound witness to the kingdom of God that is not passing away. The kingdom of God is at hand, they proclaim in their very consecration. And so with Bishop Haing moving forward with the initiative of Go Make Disciples, and the initiative for the new evangelization, consecrated life is at the heart of it. And our world is in great need of seeing witnesses, which is even more powerful than going out and just proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand. It is in their very bodies that they give witness that the kingdom of God is at hand. They give witness to eternal life. They give witness to the great value that is found in that relationship with Christ. And so for the young men and women who are here, you do have to give things up. But my hope is that you have already discovered at that point, to some degree, the goodness and the beauty of who Christ is for you in particular, and through that encounter and knowledge of the goodness of Christ, your hearts will be set aflame, that the response is, what is it that I'm supposed to do for you, Lord? How shall I repay you for this good that you've given to me? And for some of you, he will say, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men for the kingdom that has no end. Our culture is in need of consecrated men and women. And so I just invite young people to open their minds and their hearts, to not be afraid to pursue that. To the parents, if your son and daughter is called to that, what an honor and a privilege that Christ would invite your son and daughter to be specifically his alone. And I think parents are probably the best vocation directors of all. Because when you talk to them, they are so stinking proud of their children and what they do and the work that they are about in our culture. And when they begin to see the impact that they have, they get to see the joy that their children are living, they can't help but to tell other people about it. What a great gift that is. And then lastly, I would just invite you to pray for all priests and religious, because we also need to give testimony and witness to the kingdom of God that is being fulfilled in Christ. And we do not always give the most perfect witness of that, but to the degree that we do, my hope is that it opens up the possibility for other people. So at this time, I would just invite us to pray the prayer for vocations. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our homes those who are needed for thy work. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more.